say praise the Lord one more time so we can see what kind of people we got here. How many Holy Ghost people are in the house? Somebody say bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's do shout hallelujah instead. Is that all right? God is a good God. God is a good God. He's the God that's in control. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Do y'all believe in shouting a little bit? Huh? Do y'all believe in dancing? Looks like mom's got her dancing shoes on tonight. Yes, he is. Glory to God. I like that. Rita, she's way back there. I can't get used to having you praise God all the way back there. Why don't you take my... You can take my seat, precious. Yeah, go on and do that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Jesse, why don't you just give God a praise on him? Are you out there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody to shout hallelujah. Tell them God is good. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise God. Hey, yeah, yeah. Let's do that, Krista. Come on, put your hands. Come on up a little bit, Krista.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
shout hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Shout hallelujah, God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Let's worship. We bless your name. Sing it. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We get a little bit crazy in this place tonight. Is that all right? Somebody say, I feel a holy.
I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on. I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on. When it's time to let go, get into the flow.
I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on.
Yeah.
I feel a Holy the Holy Ghost shout coming on.
When it's time to let go, get into the flow.
I feel the Holy Ghost shout coming on.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel the Holy Ghost shout.
Don't let her dance by herself. Don't let her dance by herself.
I feel the Holy Ghost shout coming on.
Get into the flow.
I feel the Holy Ghost down coming on.
Come on, we're gonna have a little bit of fun, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, okay.
Put your hands together. Come on, put your hands together. We'll be right back.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh,
Why don't you just give the Lord a hand, a shout of praise? Oh, we bless your name, O Lord. We bless your name, Father.
Oh,
Thank you.
Stuff up here. Can I move that one? I want us just to keep on praying, because there are unique times and moments where God will just bring you together to pray. And we just need to pray. Just need to pray. Kidala masa kadiende, sidala masa dabashte kende, sidala masta kediende, sindala masta kende, sidala makadiende, sidala masta de kediende, sidala masta de bedekediende, sidala masa kediende, usala mahade bende brondo, oh zebedeshi de kediende, indala mana kadiende lemeneshen, jidala mana kadiende lemene kendiende, sidala masta de kediende, oh kalamasta kadiende, sidabashte kende. We ask, Father, for healing, healing for Texas, honor, honor for Texas, honor and favor, Father. Thank you for fresh favor and honor for Texas. Kidala maha kabre de sudara bashte kede. Hin dan dan bras zubede stende. Hin dan dan da la bababa se de bo stende. Hin da da la bababa saka yende. Oh, ze de bobo stoke ste kende. Hin da da baka yende. Oh, ze da la bahaka yende. Oh, ze veste kende for restoration. Father, we just legislate in the realm of the Spirit, and we thank you. Fresh grace, fresh grace, fresh grace, fresh grace, 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 grace for Texas. Izabashti kende inda branda rabase bende inda la mandambra. Kinda lana mana, the head and not the tail. Inda lena moko brede sida baka yindi. Inda lala mama masende brosso. Oh, zevesh te kende. Inda damra sanda lana maka diende. Inda lana mazavish te kende. Inda lana mama masende. Isa majete le manda. Ola makaremene sinda ba zevesh te kende. Inda la manda brende. Thank you, Lord, for the rising church. The rising church, the rising church. Hinda de bosun de beshnemende, ki de basne. Oh, zevesh de kende. But in fresh humility, Lord. Oh, zevesh de kede, enda brondo suta la masa kede, enda bashnemende. Hina mama makasa de besh de kende. Zebash de kede, enda. We just pray. Thank you, Lord. Teach us to pray, Holy Spirit. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach our fingers to fight and our hands to do warfare. Ease the kendi and lena mana mana boda brondos si devadeste and di delabata kadiende. Hinda la mana mama sende vojende de boca yende. Life, we speak life, we speak life. Hinda la maha, life, resurrection, life over Texas. Izamash to Kedanda on the brass and mesh to Kende. Hinda danda branda zidibesh to Kende. Hinda lana mama masende. Oh God, Ishtabaka zede. Ishan danda la masa. Kidanda and the ende. Sinda bashte. Hinda hanama karemende sundo. Izavash to Kende. Hinda anda la mes to Kende. Hinda lana masa kedeshe. Jida anda brese. Izavashte. Deboshe de ke. Izavashtikende Nabasa. Oh God, order. So much order. We thank you, Lord, for incredible order over Texas, especially over Houston, as we pray for Houston tonight. Order the apostles, Father. Order the church. Father, order the prophets, order the pastors, teachers, evangelists, order the church, Father. Order the businessmen and the kings, Father. Order, bring order, Father. Bring your blessing, bring your blessing. Bring the weight of your goodness and your blessing, Father. On every Christian home. On every Christian life, so that it spills out into their neighborhoods, into places like this, Father, into business parks, and it grows, and the kingdom grows and multiplies. Indelena muzza bishtikende. Ease a mashtikende. Indelanda bombasta bishtikende. Indelenda. O de la mazza bishtende. Ina anda bresa mashte. We thank you, Lord, for it, for the next generation. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. It just rolls down like water running downhill to our children and our children's children. The blessings from heaven, Lord. Ease a mashtikende. Zinda baj neveste. In the handa and the end, Elena mana masse vende, in the lana mama masse kendiende, zidelamanda vis de coste, ozbekesh de kende. And Father, all that you planned for the vision of this city, Father, thank you for the vision of this city, for this city. Thank you for it. Father, we just push through. And we declare that it will come to pass this year. The things that you have planned for no purposes of yours can be thwarted. Oh, thank you, Father. I thank you the power of the enemy's assaults and the accuser of the brethren is crushed under the soles of our feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that everyone who's praying, Father, receives new authority. New authority. We receive authority in the Spirit. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. You receive, just receive authority. Just receive it. Ooh, I'm covered in water. That was good. Sometimes we stand in the middle of London. We have a prayer school in the middle of London in Westminster, and we just stand there and we just say, we receive authority. We receive authority. Against all the councils that are evil, that our government legislate, not 3 minutes away from where we're praying in the House of Lords and the House of Commons, and we just say, no, we receive authority. We receive authority. You just receive authority in the Spirit because you're known in the Spirit. It's not an arrogance. It's a humbling thing, actually, to receive what God's got for your life. We just receive vision and revelation with the authority, Father. And refreshing strength. In a macadi meneke and a bro, he's a mustache at the end. Delamanacati and a sinda pastacande. Yeah, it's very fresh, the winds of the Spirit. In de la masse kidianda bro, it's very fresh, it's very healing. In her masse, moshe macay and a is a mushinde. In de la masse candiande, in de la mesa cotiende, in de basse de vescendo. We just exchange our weaknesses and our inability to produce results for your strength and your victory, Lord. Isa mashtikende. Kina la makadiende bos the mashtikende. Nina ma sevente. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. praise your holy name, praise your 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 name. It's good to be in your house and pray, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, you'll dig deep in our hearts. Dig deep. Let us take root downward so we can bear fruit upward. We thank you for every intercessor in Houston, Lord, for a new anointing, for a new year, for a new day, a new place of authority, for every intercessor. Fresh wisdom and strength. Father, we thank you for get up and go-ness. We do not come down under the slumbering spirit that's been on this nation. But Lord, we thank you for a new president and a new day and a new anointing and a new beginning. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, 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 Father. Thank you for the spirit of hope on America that's coming to the rest of the world in a far greater way, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for the birthing of things right here in Houston. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the intercessors who've got a hold of history. What you want, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who's got your mind and your heart or a piece of it, Lord, and is praying it out. We thank you that they're free from the spirit of weariness and discouragement. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. The thoughts of the righteous tend to plenteousness. And we just think about plenteousness of heaven and victory and life and goodness and grace and many, many new beginnings, many new beginnings, many new beginnings, many opportunities. Spiritual warfare is praying in the spirit and doing stuff in the spirit. And you know what's been against your life, and you know what spirits have been against your life, because spirits are behind our thinking. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, to be with us tonight and with our thinking. According to Proverbs 16:3, cause our thoughts to become agreeable to your will so that our plans succeed and are established. And just take us up higher, Father. Give us more vision. We're not just not quite done praying just yet. There's just a bit more. Dina, of course we're never done praying, but you know what I'm saying. Kida la mana kadiende, sida la manda kadiende, sida la mana kadiende, sida ambashta kadiende, sida la ma kadiende. In fact, just rise up in the spirit. Hinda andalama. We're tired of the onslaughts of the enemy, and we serve you notice tonight that we are having a new beginning in Houston in the spirit. Indan da bres suba kash de bestende, hindan da labaka, indan da labana, that there's going to be a huge release of the lost coming to the Lord. Hinda la masa kadiende, si inda la maza vashtende, brondo si dan da la mana kadende, hindan da la mana makade zeve jende, inanana makare mondo zendende, la mama zembe. Lord, we embrace you. Inda Indandadaba. We just embrace your strength and your goodness. We receive all that you've got for our lives. Full storehouses. Full. Churches that really are full with more than enough of your spirit, Father. America, you're going to see the church. America, wake up. You're going to see the church. Rising church. Houston, wake up. You're going to see the church. Oh, la mama masebe shende. Kinda hande. Kidalana. Izamashe kedende. Oh, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. This city will see the bride. Thank you, Lord. And be incredibly blessed and surprised. Oh, Houston, when you see how beautiful the bride of Christ is, you will be surprised. Father, we believe that we receive what we've asked you for. We receive, Father, what we've asked for Houston. We receive the gifts of salvation. We receive them, Father. We receive the incredible healing and wholeness of the emerging church to a sick, fearful, dying world, Father, with many demons of intimidation and fear. Father, we receive incredible peace and love and strength to help them, to give it to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Well, you can tell I like to pray, and I probably better obey the Lord and stop for a minute. Otherwise, we will pray the whole night away. How many of you would mind that? It's so good to pray. My name is Julie Anderson. My husband and I, Rod Anderson, live in London most of the time, but some of the time, believe it or not, we live in Bakersfield, California. And so part of me comes from California and part of me comes from London. Is that okay? You can decide which part you can handle. And before we go any further, I am not the one with the accent. You are. Okay? I just wanted to get that straight. Would you open your Bibles to Luke 11:1? We lead a prayer school 3 days a week, as I mentioned, in Westminster. And as we do that, we're learning quite a lot, as you can imagine, being right there at the governmental gate. And God is really very strengthening to us day by day as his power is being displayed over our city's gates. And we have some large churches in London. We have a degree of unity and united spiritual forces together. There are about 200 London leaders that pray together, and it's growing, and that's pretty miraculous, isn't it? There are lots of praying churches now, whereas even 10 years ago, it wasn't quite as fashionable to have intercessory prayer. But God's just brought all that out of the closet, hasn't he? And even in our nation, and our prayers are that the Queen will learn how to pray. Well, she needs to learn how to pray. And more. We all do. So that's our prayer for her. And we are involved in many different things, praying for the government, praying for the royal family, praying for the media, praying in particular for the music business, the Lord turned my life around in the south of France many years ago. Actually, I was in the Rolling Stones house and living there with Bill Wyman, the bass player of the Rolling Stones, and we were recording an album. For those of you who are musical, you'd like that. See, I'm not quite as serious and straight as you might think. And the Lord turned my life around there. In fact, when I was 3 years old, he came and angels came to me and told me that I was walking... No, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. When I was 3 years old, the angels came and said God was with me all the days of my life. They said, we've come from the throne of God to tell you, no matter what happens to you, God is with you. So that sounded pretty good to me at 3 years old. No matter what happened to me, God was with me. So I remember looking up into the clouds thinking, I guess he lives up there somewhere. And I guess that's kind of nice, but I didn't know what it meant. I'm still finding out what it means to know that God is with you all the days of your life. Because you have dangerous days, treacherous days, difficult days, politically kind of leadership type days where you wonder if you're even saved still and anybody else who's in leadership in the body of Christ is, and you wonder where Jesus is, and you go up and down the sort of roller coaster of the things of the Spirit. But when I was down there in the south of France, I was crying out to God and putting him in remembrance of his word and asking him, well, if you are with me all the days of my life, where are you now? And that night after dinner, sitting across the table from Mick Jagger, not really sure if Mick was actually attracted to me or my husband, and not really understanding any of that kind of stuff, being a very naive young girl from Norfolk in the middle of a rock star's camp, the Holy Spirit and the audible voice of God and really a pillar of a cloud just came and rested on me halfway across the living room floor, saying, you are walking where my angels fear to tread. And the reverential fear of God came into me, and I began to shake. And I remember walking past Keith Richards, the guitar player of the Rolling Stones, and I remember sort of looking right through him because I'd had a spiritual encounter. And when you have a spiritual encounter, you begin to move out into the spirit, and the natural doesn't look the way it really is. You see it the way it really is from the realm of the spirit, because the realm of the spirit is the real. And that's why I prayed a few minutes ago. You are known in the spirit. So the spirit realm over the music business knows me and knows that God turned me around. So I have an authority in that realm to be able to release prayers for the music business. And God has got me, even in the last few weeks, involved in really what I can only term as starting a revolution in the music business. I think so. I'm pretty scared before God in a reverential way, being involved with a musician and some people in the House of Lords and starting a new record label and just a lot of things going on. But not like it's been done before, done with the prophetic and with intercession, not done with Christian groups singing bridge songs. That's not going to get it. What's going to get it is a jackhammer going out there in the spirit and severing in the realm of the spirit and authority. So there's been a lot of warfare in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and just coming out of all of that and moving into some different places as I go to Colorado Springs on Wednesday to talk to my best friend Cindy Jacobs, who you may know. I'm going to actually stay with Cindy, and I already know what she's going to do. She always locks me up in a room and just tells me to get with God until I get these things that, you know, God kind of tricks you into some new big task he's got for you. And if he's not got you into something bigger than you, I would question what you're praying about. Amen. And I would just put on the shelf praying for Auntie Maud and her knitting, you know, and I'm not being facetious like that, but seriously, if you're not involved in something far greater than you, then I would question what you're praying about. And maybe you're wondering why your prayers aren't being answered as powerfully as they could be. Because we must be involved in the things of God. And God satisfies you with good at any personal age. So you cannot say, well, I'm only 5 or I'm only 95. God has no comprehension of time in the sense of he's not in time, he's outside it. And it's funny, I was listening to a video this morning and the woman was saying how she can never say God is good all the time. And I've never been allowed to say that because God isn't there in the time. God is good universally forever and ever and ever. And we live in time, and that can be really frustrating. So we have a little bit of time. I've covered up the clock, so that should be okay. But anyway, could you open your Bibles? Did you get to Luke 11? I will endeavor to share who I am a little bit and what God is doing in our lives in England, and so we can have our hearts bonded together. And yet at the same time, I believe God's got some special things to share for Houston and that he's got a vision for Houston. Maybe I'll just share this. We do have a prayer school in London, as I said, and we're in and out of the House of Commons and the House of Lords. So there's, I don't know how this is all going to change, really, in that. But you never do know when God's got you in change. But normally I probably have a blue pinstripe suit on and look very demure going in and praying very quietly in some of the prayer meetings and then coming and thundering when I come out. But in the last 3 or 4 years, we've had a prayer summit once a year, which is 7 days of people, if you know them, like Dutch Sheets and Ed Silvoso and John Dawson and Cindy Jacobs and people who are considered apostolic leaders in the prayer movement and people who are going into cities and nations and praying into, well, Ed Silvoso calls Cindy like a demolition expert. People who go in and recognize strongholds and discern what's going on and gather the kingdom people together. Because in every city you have wonderful churches and one has one emphasis and one has another. And you're ever working to bond them together into the kingdom culture to get the kingdom culture into the culture, aren't you? Wherever it is, whether it's Mexico or Brazil or Spain or London, it's hard work. And the way we do that is by praying and birthing it in. So once a year we do that, and we have one coming up at the end of May. If you want to come to London for 7 days, you'll be blessed out of your socks. May the 20th to May the 26th, we'll be there in Westminster for 7 days. And we will have some powerful, powerful teaching in the mornings. In the afternoons, we go out prayer walking and filming in London and take boat trips up the river and go into the House of Lords and the House of Commons and go to different targets and different places. And London is changing. Intercessors, it is changing. It really is. And intercessors are sensitive to the atmosphere. Aren't you glad our Pastor Rod came in tonight and changed the atmosphere? Thank you so much. That was wonderful, and all you powerful worship girls. I mean, that's what we need. We need the atmosphere change, because whether we go into a palace or whether we go into a dingy room, we have the ability to change the atmosphere. And that's what prayer does. And prayer begins to birth into a culture, the kingdom, into individuals' lives. And it changes their culture. And so, yes, London is changing. And last year, I sort of say this as reverently as I know how to say this, but God kind of tricked us, because I had this growing burden to pray for stadiums. I felt it was time for the church to get out of the church. I don't know how many more church services I personally could have taken and how many you can. Church as normal is finished. You need to know that. Church as normal is not the way it's going. Yes, Jesus, when he went into the synagogues, in the synagogue, okay, where are we going to go? Okay, Jesus received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and he went to the synagogues where the people came to receive the instruction from the Word and to worship. Okay, our churches are supposed to be houses of prayer, houses of worship, places of instruction, places that repudiate the sin of the world and clean you up. Amen? But our churches are supposed to affect the community and own the community and be part of the community and be influencing the community. And God has been working us in the 90s through that. At the beginning of the 90s, I was in Seoul, Korea, and there was a meeting called the Gideon's Army Meeting. And people came from all of the nations to seek God, to see what God had to say about the 90s. And what God had to say about the 90s, apparently, in all these prayer leaders' hearts and spirits and what they were getting from the Lord, was that it was the decade of prayer and evangelism, that there were two legs. Prayer and evangelism had to come together. But we know that we've moved into the millennium and we've moved into a new place, and God is saying, now I want trigenerational things. I want the next generation to be raised up, and they're already being raised up. And a friend of ours in London who's extremely prophetic said God had clearly spoken to him and said, I've actually kept the youth out of the church so they didn't get messed up. And, you know, it just really witnessed that he'd kept them from getting into the rules and the regulations and the do's and the don'ts. And the more I'm looking into that, the more I'm seeing that, of course, we must be discipled in the Word. The city's gates must be open to come learn the Word. And in the same way Jesus went to the synagogues, had a ready-made congregation, and went around doing good all around Galilee and Capernaum and Jerusalem and all the places that Jesus walked. The key is, isn't it, the Word of God is what changes your life. And we have to. I know in England, perhaps it's more than America. I don't know, when I come backwards and forwards to America. I've been very concerned in the last 5 to 10 years that America seems to have been lulled to sleep so much. And whereas the church used to be so powerful and dynamic here, it seemed like, and I'm not talking about an individual church or pointing a finger, I'm just saying the church as a whole seemed to have been lulled to sleep, and it seemed like the door just shut. As you started to fly out of London, it would just be Europe would just be forgotten and the rest of the world would be forgotten, and you'd come to America and it would have its own world. But I believe that with this new president and with this new beginning, that we have 4 years when we could have a global revival if the church will pray everywhere. Not just in America, but everywhere, because you're going to need all the prayer you can get. And we need all the prayer we can get. We've all got to club together. But it's phenomenal how you can get an email from Dutch or something on a Monday, and by Friday it's gone all over the world. So, I mean, we're living in a whole new day when there's more prayer mobilized over the entire earth than there ever has been before. But the key to prayer is the maintenance of it. It is the persistent prayer. It is the continual going after. And so God is, yes, absolutely, this next generation are radical Holy Ghost revivalists, young men and women in their 20s and 25s. Just, oh God, you know, I mean, they're just very serious and very passionate in their praying. And while many of us have been involved in many prayers that have paved the way, they're bringing a freshness to it, and they're bringing a new anointing. And though the anointing may have cost us something, we give it freely, eh? We give it freely to cover the next generation. So I have been seeking God a lot about what our prayers will be for the future, and he's really been talking to me a lot from Luke 11. In many aspects, and we'll get to a few of them and just teach a little bit, and then I think I'd like us to pray some more, because my personal feeling is that we should spend a lot more time praying. When you looked over at me and you'd done about 3 or 4 songs, I was like, keep going, because we come into prayer school in the morning at sort of 11:30, and sometimes at 1 o'clock we are still worshipping and praying. We've done an hour and a half as if it was 5 minutes, because some days we come into Westminster and the legislation that's being discussed that day is so heavy and so against God's laws and principles that, you know, with the spiritual climate right there, we just have to bathe the atmosphere in God's presence and just let it increase and increase and increase and increase and increase and increase. And we're sort of an undercover, you know, little group. There's probably about 100 people a week that come through the prayer school. And it's really awesome what God's done. We have, I mean, just incredible, glorious times of the glory of God. And so being saturated in that, and it just like sometimes I go home to the flat and I drive back over to the church the next day and I'm in there all day praying and I come out and it's like, whoa, you know how you get. You've been in a prayer meeting and it's the third day in a row. And then you go home and then the backlash hits and the retaliation for the next week, and you learn how to level it all out as you do after 20 years of being there. But we live in a different world. We're a kingdom of priests. We're being formed by God into a total other kingdom, another nation. But if there's one thing I have learned and God has committed to my spirit and encouraged my spirit over and over again are these passages in Luke 11. Now, I'll just teach for a little bit. Jesus was praying in a certain place. Okay? Now, the Lord began to deal with me about my place of prayer. And he really encouraged me to establish my place of prayer, which happened to be the armchair upstairs in the living room or the armchair downstairs in my bedroom, depending on what was going on in the flat, because it's on two floors. And the Lord began to talk to me about when I come to my place of prayer, I will have more success if I keep praying in the same place, because I will develop my position there of comfortability, of my faith being sort of easy to release my faith. And you see, your prayer life is about the faith that's going on in your spirit. That's what it's about. The spirit of faith that you walk in is what determines your level of praying. So the disciples saw Jesus and he was praying in a certain place. There are other verses in the New Testament that talk about some of Jesus' places that he favored. He actually favored Gethsemane. He had mountains that he got up long before daybreak. And he favored those places. He knew where to get alone with God and connect. Not repeat things, not even say scripture covenant prayers, but to actually connect with the Father. Where the Father could impart to him the things that were to come for that day or for the next 4 days. Because sometimes, God, you get up in the morning and you're given things just for that day. And sometimes you're given a rhema word that could carry you 5 years. Or sometimes you're given something that just carries you for 5 days or a week, aren't you? So you can never come with your own, this is the way it's going to be. And the disciples were praying in this certain place. And when he had stopped, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Now the Lord showed me two things. One, you need to have a geographical place where you pray, but you need to have your spiritual place where you pray from. And you know, many times, like even in prayer school, we will pray for 3, 4, 5 hours, and then we get to prayer. Now, how many of you really know what I mean? You know, you can start praying, Father, I thank you for Houston. Lord, I pray that you have a vision for Houston, and I thank you there's a prophetic anointing to bring forth Lord, your purpose is for Houston, and I know that my task is to bring down the heavenly city over this city. And I can just begin to pray, you know, out of my understanding, pray scriptures, because you live here, you know your neighbors, and you're praying for this, and you're praying for that, and whatever. But there are places of prayer that you come to where you begin to really sense you hit a place in prayer. Now, you know what I mean by that. And that's what the Lord is raising us up into. That's what he's waking us up into. That intercessors need not to drift off to sleep and say, well, I prayed for something for this long or that long. But they need to be stirred up to those places and begin to live in those places as a day-by-day, continual maintenance anointing and really possess those places. Not just touch them when, I don't know, the chemistry seemed right that day, but actually live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and not let down, not grow faint and weary of well-doing. Because you know how easy that is. Well, I prayed about that. I mean, there have been things at times past that I prayed about, churches to get the vicarage next door and to get finances and, oh, you name it. Prayed for them for 7 years and basically nothing happened. You been there? And it's very discouraging. But you know, I learned a lesson. Well, many lessons. You always do. But I learned. God began to teach me strategic prayer, Hebrews 4, where you come to the throne of God and you ask him for appropriate, well-timed help coming just when you need it. And you begin to tap into places in the Spirit, because Jesus came to places in the natural and got calm and got settled, but then he went into places in the Spirit. He was given access to places in the Spirit where he saw things to come, where he knew by revelation what he was bidden to do. And it was so clear and so evident and so accurate, to the point even when his friend Lazarus died, he could he could spend those 3-4 days before he got there and then release the resurrection power. You know, and we can say, well, he was the Son of God, it was easy for him. But Jesus learned his obedience by the things that he suffered. And we cannot say, well, it was easy for him because he was the Son of God. We have the same access to the Holy Spirit that he had. And I feel there's a whole new anointing coming of prayer and intercession and the prophetic upon God's people. I feel there's an awesome release coming upon God's people to just bring them up into these places in the Spirit. And you know, those who'll get it are those who will pay the price to go there. That it won't be like, oh well, somebody else can get that for me. No, you have to get it yourself. And what we're beginning to see in London, we were talking about it in the car, we're beginning to see business people whose heart are being totally turned to the altars, whose hearts are saying, oh, God's calling us to pray. We've got to learn how to pray. We've got to learn how to pray. We've got to learn how to pray. And as they're learning how to pray, God is blessing their businesses so sovereignly that there's one company in London, they have 5 intercessors on full-time staff paid to do nothing but pray. And that is so cool. That is so good. That is so good because they understand their ministerial role to go out and to bring the funds into the kingdom and not to hoard them up and spend them on earthly stuff, but to bring them and to fund the missions and to feed the kids in India. There's 20 million children born every year in India above the death rate. So it means as we stand here now, in 3 years' time in India, there will be 60 million children under the age of 3 in a country already overly populated. And what? We just can turn our heads away? You've probably been to some of these places. We can just turn our heads away and say, oh, I think I'll go to Costco and load up my freezer. No. No, God's going to have us a lot more integrated and a lot more involved. But we are going to have to learn our place in the Spirit. For example, in India, and I cannot pronounce the name of the place, but it's where they have the worship service by the river. And this year in January, they were anticipating 40 million people coming to this worship service. The man who's leading the church was with us at the prayer summit last year, and he was begging us to come there, but the Lord didn't release us to go there. But we prayed. We've been praying and fasting and praying for him. But you've got to understand, 40 million people is a big worship event. They consider it the biggest worship event in the world. And what happens is all these people come for some because they understand coming to a geographical place and receiving some significant spiritual experience. And basically what happens is a lot of them leave with AIDS because of all the disease, because of all the disgusting dirt and the lack of hygiene. And it's devastating what actually happens. And of course, you know, the devil has been winning the day. So I feel like God is bringing us up into places of understanding that we haven't understood before. Amen? Now, let's get back to Houston. There is a vision for Houston. And intercessors are very sensitive to atmospheres, as I already said tonight. And God wants to display his power in an area. But what happens is, and you see this all the time, the intercessors kind of come up to one level and then they kind of fall back again. And then God picks them up and gives them another prophetic word. And then they kind of go with that for a bit. But Paul said to Timothy, wage a good warfare by the prophecies that have gone on before you. And you've got to pick up those prophetic words and take them and take them and take them. Like we would say in England, if some on a negative, you know, they took me to the cleaners. I mean, that means they ripped you off. But on the positive side, God is looking for you to just absolutely go the whole way with the prophetic words. And in that, you will have unity. And I don't know where the church leadership is at in Houston, but I know in London we've had to deal with the competition and one, this is the biggest church or that's the biggest church or intimidation or jealousy or whatever. And you know, when God looks down in a city, we know this, he looks into the hearts of his people. And he does not like to look down into pride because one's got a bigger one or one's got a smaller one. He wants to look down and see a pure heart of a people that are praying. People that are praying. Now, the disciples were saying to Jesus, you know, teach us to pray. Now, Jesus began to teach them our Father who's art in heaven. And he began to bring them into unity, bring them into the kingdom. And verse 3, give us daily our bread. He showed them it was a continual dependence. Your prayer life and your intercessory life, it is a continual daily thing, isn't it? On God. It's a continual dependency on finding God's goodness for that day and bringing that blessing down to your family, to your friends, to your loved ones, to your church, to your ministry, in whatever area God wants to, well, wherever your burden, basically, because like Habakkuk had that burden, and if you read through his book, he was so burdened for the nation. He was so burdened for the nation. And he went to God, you know, and God said, hey, look around. Let me tell you something. Look around and see what I'm going to do amongst the nations. And when we look around now and we see there are global prayer movements, there are prayer movements in every nation, there are more people praying on the earth than have ever been in the history of the earth. I mean, you know, that's phenomenal to me. My mother grew up in a house with Charles Spurgeon's sister. And that was awesome because as a child, my mother used to sit at the end of my bed every night and pray. And she would get very quiet and she would just suddenly say, dear Jesus. And I mean, I would be like with my eyes closed because I was told to close my eyes, you know. But I mean, I'd open them and I'd see if someone was in the room, because the room would start to feel different. And all my mother would say would be like, dear Lord, or dear Jesus. She had such an intimate relationship with him, an intimate place with him. And when she prayed, she waited, and then she prayed. And then, as a three-year-old, I can remember, I used to think it was like the rain would come. I used to say to her, in fact, I liked it last night when you prayed because the rain came. And I would see in the spirit this glistening kind of nice atmosphere. So I've had a deposit in me as a child of prayer. Over the years, what I've found so hard, as you do too, is praying and speaking to mountains that just don't seem to move. I mean, they just don't. And and you think you're praying the right prayers. You're not doing that ineffective praying, you know, where you're saying, oh God, if it be your will to save my husband, or oh God, if it be your will to bless me and prosper me, oh God, if it be your will to heal me. I mean, you know, it is his will. And you speak to the mountain, and you're effective, and you call in the blessings of God, and you call forth your healing, which is already yours, you know, and you learn these ways of faith. So it's like, amen. But what happens is you realize after 10 years you haven't actually built your platform of intercession. And what God kept showing me out of this in Luke 11 is that Jesus was praying in a certain place, and we have to spend more time developing our certain places, both spiritually and physically. We've got to spend more time in that. We need to allow him. I love what my friend Vicky Jameson's always doing. She says, let's just take time out for God. Let's just do it right now, in fact. You just take time out. And you just say, oh, there you are. That feels good, Lord. I just wanted to hold your hand and lift my hands up to you and worship you and just tell you I love you and tell you that Houston's a wonderful city. Keep it safe, and I just pray for the welfare of Houston. In Jesus' name, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for it. You know, and then as you do that, it just feels better. It just feels better because you're connecting with him all the time. And so we've been around the years of prayers where everybody yelled in tongues for 18 hours and that didn't seem to do a lot, you know, and where people talked about great demonstrations of God's spirit, but really it didn't change the city. Amen? Because our cities haven't been changed and haven't been transformed. There's a few that have. And the ones that have been transformed are the ones where there was real pastoral unity, where they were united, where intercession was poured out, and where there were community projects out into the poor, where people went to the neediest areas and touched those places. And we know, like, how many of you have seen, you know, George Otis's video of transformations? Have you seen that? It's a wonderful video about how towns have been transformed. But it took hard work, continual prayer. Now, they're asking Jesus how to pray. And he's telling them every day. Every day you ask for your bread. And then he goes into, as he did so often, a parable in verse 5. And he says, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and will say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine who is on a journey has just come, and I have nothing to put before him. And he from within will answer, do not disturb me. The door is now closed and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and supply you with anything. I tell you, although he will not get up and supply him with anything because he is his friend, yet, and this is the Amplified Bible, because of his shameless persistence, and insistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. And so I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you, for everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds, and to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. And then he goes into talking to them about how to receive the Holy Spirit, and says, and how much more will your heavenly Father, in verse 13, give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask him. And I have been finding out that just when my prayer life has become weary, just when I felt like, oh God, London's never going to change, it's gridlocked with traffic, we have more violence, people say, than New York now, there's so many stuff, there's so much to deal with, Lord, the Lord will just take me to places in the Holy Spirit who will give more of himself as I keep asking. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We've got to keep asking the Holy Spirit for more and more and more and more, because boundless is the gift of the Spirit. Absolutely boundless. Paul said, I had an ample supply of the Spirit for prayers. He had an ample supply. But what's happened? A lot of the church has just drifted off into sleep, drifted off into their own place of prayer. And their own place of prayer is not necessarily a certain place that is producing results. I've been into churches that 5 years ago had phenomenal intercessory prayer teams, and I've walked back in them, and I've found that they can't even talk to one another. And I've said, what happened? You, Psalm 68, were those who were dividing the spoil behind us. We were doing really good, and you were praying for us over there in Europe, and I come back here and you've been divided. I've been shocked, and I've had to deal with mixed emotions, because you can go down the street, you can park your car, it doesn't cost you $15 to park for 2 hours, you've got everything at your feet, and you can't even talk to each other. They don't pray the way I pray, and they don't pray this way. And I mean, Rod even told me about in one church how they finally had to have 2 intercessory prayer meetings on a Sunday morning, one for the groaners and one for the travailers. You know, the groaners went over there and groaned, and the weepers went over there and weeped. I mean, dear Lord. And you know, I walked into a hotel in Park Lane to meet a friend for tea about a year and a half ago, and I was late, and I went whizzing into the loo, or the restroom as you call it, and I went shooting in there, and I went, ooh, just kind of ran right into this Muslim woman on her mat praying. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, and she was like totally into this prayer thing, you know, with her whole stuff on. I mean, I went in the loo and I shut the door and I said, I bind that. And the Lord said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm binding that Muslim woman from praying in the Grosvenor House Hotel. What's she doing? What kind of thing? He says, what are you doing? Do you have your prayer mat out, praying, humbling yourself, asking me 5 times a day to save every person that goes into Harrods? Or are you too proud to go and sit on a mat in front of Harrods? And I said, you know I am. When did you last sit on a mat at Neiman Marcus and pray for every person that went in and out the door? No, I mean, you know, I'm not here to hurt you. But I am here to challenge you and tell you that God has been laying some challenges down in my life, and I'm just going, whoa, I got a way to go in my prayer life, so pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Let's get things in order here. Who cares about this and that? What he cares about is we should have shameless persistence to ask for the lost. We should have shameless persistence to keep on asking. And we have authority. We've been given authority. In fact, at the beginning of this year, you know how God will give you a word. The Lord spoke to my husband and said, this is the year of my authority. What are you going to do with it? I mean, that was so good. And you start meditating on it. What are you going to do with it? And last Saturday, we were in Dallas doing a prayer conference with our dear friends Ed Cole and Paul Cole, and they're like family to us. And Saturday morning, as I came out of the hotel and I watched the inauguration of President Bush, and I just stood in the lobby in the hotel watching what was happening, I realized when I got over to the church to do I was doing the second service, and I stood there and I said, we have to pray right now. And the Holy Spirit just said, you know, today is the day for the exchange of power. Today is the day for the exchange of authority. And you could feel the weight, couldn't you? Of course, you could feel it. And he said, now what will you do with it? It was so awesome. And we were just there and we were just praying into it. And it's almost like, I don't know what to do with it. You know, because it's so vast and there's so much. There's so much that's been given. And that was a very powerful word. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because to him that's given much, much is required. Now, I have known since the beginning of this year that God is pushing me personally, I can only speak for myself, back into the music business. That's everything for 25 years that I have run away from, that I've separated myself from. That I've never written one letter to any of them until a couple of years ago when I got in touch with Bill Wyman again. I was like, no, bad, you're full of seduction and destruction and wicked sexual perversion, and you nearly killed me, go away from me. And I'd turn the radios off on the music if it wasn't Christian. And I mean, I've been way down that road. But the beginning of this year, and I really did not, you know, I came to say hi to Lisa yesterday, and I didn't come to get a word, but I knew when that woman stood up in church and said to him that's given much, much is required. Was it you who gave the word? Oh, so it was like, it was so significant. Because I'm telling you, some of you may think you sit safely, like Esther thought. And Mordecai, the Holy Spirit came and said, oh, don't think you can just sit here. And some of you may have said, well, I'm not going back in the business world, or I'm not going back in the music business, or I'm not going back in the medical world, or I'm not going this, or I'm not going to do that. And God is just going to, and yet you're on your knees saying, oh, God, give me my destiny. Oh, God, let me not live another day. I mean, I'd rather be raptured. Oh, God, what are your purposes? And he's like, boof, you know, kicking you up the derriere to say, I've called you to speak to my people. I've called called you to go to the people I've called you to. You know, and he will just like get a hold of you and shake you, because everything is being shaken that can be shaken. And I think we are in for such an amazing ride for the next 4 years. And I'm already praying that he'll get in another 4 years if the Lord doesn't come back. Because we need time on our side. We need it for Europe. You need it for America. The next 2 years, I know you're going to have to fight every step of the way, because you're going to find not just the stuff that happened in Florida with that resistance, but then that happened with the Ash, exactly. You're going to find the resistance. They're going to try to prolong it. The tormentor's going to come and sit there. They're going to put their smoke screens up, and it's going to take 2 years just to get it leveled out to the point this nation can actually feel it's one nation under God again. And the people are going to see the goodness of God. But if we will pray now, if we will pray now, in an acceptable time, and come to the place in the Spirit where the Holy Ghost is, and pull from Him the thoughts and the rhema words of life from heaven, and renew our spiritual life and our spirit man, and find our minds renewed, and move into the authority, we receive the authority, we will begin, like Job 22 says, to declare a thing, and it will be established. We will begin to make those commands and speak out those mandates in the Spirit. And the spirit world will know who we are, because we have paid our dues. And we are not saying one thing in a prayer meeting and then another thing, tip, 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 the next day. We've made our stand. We've taken our stand. And I feel it's very crucial for the American church to understand. Ask and keep on asking. You have hardly asked him for anything yet. I was driving through Oxnard, California, about 2 years ago, and the Holy Spirit fell on me, and he said, pray for the Latino Hispanic people in Oxnard, for the Lord is going to raise them up, and he's going to have the rest of the church look at them, and he's going to honor them and favor them. I don't know if you actually, are there any of those in the back? If not, they're on our website. But anyway, the Lord is just going to totally raise them up. And I said, oh, wow, why are you telling me this? You know, well, I've now come to find out through ministering, God's opened some doors up in Oxnard and around Ventura and that whole area, that it's actually a lot of Mexican, Spanish, Hispanic, Latino people there. And, of course, now we know in our own hearts and minds, they honor their families. They're sweet. They're intelligent. They've got their values right. And yet, I can talk to people in California who will like say, oh, well, I have like a Hispanic maid. They're demoted in the natural to the position of being a serving person. They're not smart. They're not bright. But I tell you, God is going to use them mightily. And it hit me in the church yesterday. There's something here in Houston that you should pray into, the Hispanic people, because the Lord is going to honor them and exalt them and promote them simply because of their wonderful heart, their humility, their servant spirit, their honoring in their family. They're putting things in order. And he said to me, I offered it to the black church. He said, but some pride crept in. But he said, I want to portray humility. I want to show humility. Now, you know, God will come a different way. Authority comes through humility. It doesn't come through arrogance. And God began to talk to me about praying. And he said to me one day, pray. And I said, I am praying. He said, no, pray. Think of the words, P-R-A-Y. And I said, okay. He said, what do you think about when you think about P? And I said, and the first thing that you think about with praying, I said, purity. He said, that's right. First of all, you've got to have purity. Whenever you come to God, you've got to have purity. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. You're wasting your time. If you know you have iniquity in your heart, you have something. God is dealing with your attitude, your stuck-up, snotty attitude, whatever, something that's unreal. God will just wait until you're ready to sort that out. Purity is going to be such a cry that you're going to hear more and more in the body of Christ, the call to purity and holiness. I think we're going to hear more and more messages that we can understand. It's not going to be a holier-than-thou thing. Listen, and the next generation who've got blue hair and three nose rings and three earrings, I've been around them a lot now in the last few months. Some of these guys and girls, they have such pure hearts, they would blow you away. In fact, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I was in a large church in Ventura, and the Lord instructed me to go over to the EMI building, which is where the Beatles records, the distributed throughout Northern America and the rest of the world. And he said, go over there and lay hands on that building. It's just down the road from the church. And take some teams with you and anoint it with oil and call my blessing upon Paul McCartney. So I said, okay. Well, sure enough, a whole bunch of us went over there. Well, a lot of the people from the church, our hands were covered in oil, and we were praying over the building, and we were walking all the way around it and praying for all the doors where the lorries or trucks or whatever you call them go in and out with all the records or CDs or whatever. And some of the people were laughing about the oil and their fingerprints. And one of the young men stopped there were about 50 of us. He stopped us and he said, look, this is irreverent. You know, and I looked around and I said, what? He said, well, everyone's kind of joking about the oil and the handprints. We're doing something very holy. We are consecrating one of the largest record groups in the whole world and dedicating it to God and doing a dedication, a consecration, and asking for God's blessing. And people are laughing. And I tell you, it was like the Holy Spirit took a knife across me and said, look at him. He reverences sacred things. And really, I looked around, and there were so many intercessors there. They were just talking and fellowshipping and gabbing about Hollywood and how we're praying for Hollywood and blah, 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 blah. You know, and the Lord just really said, no. No, there's a new generation coming up. And if you judge them on the outside, you'll miss it. Because they have holy hearts that reverence me. And I have kept them out of the church. And suddenly it was just like, you know, going back into a church that was like a sleepy church, and here were these young people with a holy passion to hold sacred things sacred. I better stop. I just want to say, though, that I feel like we should pray for Houston tonight. I feel like maybe in your own heart you might just want to repent a bit about maybe you haven't continued to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Maybe you haven't really received some new strength this year. Maybe you've just been happy that we've just roller coasted round into a 2001, and thank God we have a Christian president. Now we leave it all up to him. Maybe we haven't really made a commitment in Houston about what kind of legislation is going to be passed in Houston, or actually what's happening with really the reassembling that's happening. I think they're reassembling opportunities being given to intercessors. And I mean, when Jesus came in to the temple and he thrashed and cleaned it up, it's very interesting because it was the religious people who were mad. But he said, this shall be a house of prayer for all nations. Amen? This shall be a house of prayer for all nations. And the youth, the young men, it says, and the young girls were with him crying, Hosanna. Apparently, he had a phenomenal youth following. And I had never seen that scripture before. And we need to begin to realize, if we've been just kind of kicking back on our laurels a little bit, you know, and I love intercessors, and I meet intercessors all the time, and you know, I love the rallying that's going on of all the generations together. But if we're just like in this place where we're just like this intercessor that's prayed for everything for 50 years, and we're actually missing this fresh wave of holiness that's coming and this fresh purity that's coming, we will miss the refreshing that God's wanting to get to us to become a part of it, to build into it and to cover into it. Because our children are coming as far as the east is from the west, and they're going to be carried in nursing arms. We're going to carry them in. We're going to and they are going to take the baton and they're going to go on in it. But Jesus is saying, I want persistent prayer. I want prayer that prevails. He's not looking for performances or any of that anymore. That is all gone. He's looking for upfront, persevering, persistent prayer. Shameless insistence. And I pray that you get an anointing for this tonight. Why don't you stand up? And maybe our brother will just come and play and be led by the Holy Ghost on the keyboard, however you want to play, whatever. I never like to tell people what they should be playing. But, you know, we all have blind spots, and the enemy is not the problem. God has defeated him. You are the problem. I am the problem. The enemy is defeated. God has done it. Oh. But Lord, I pray that the American intercessors will not be poorly informed concerning the incredible fight that we're having in Europe. And Lord, I do thank you. I do thank you for the bridge that you're building between the nations. Lord, as we pray for nations, I thank you for fresh fire and for the anointing of your Spirit. Father, to just minister fresh perseverance. Father, where people are tired and weary of well-doing, I pray that we will come and find our certain place. And we will find our place in the Spirit. We will reach up into it. We will move on and take a hold in the name of Jesus of that place in the Spirit, Father, that you have ordained us to walk in. And I ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that as you're fashioning and forming us, Lord, that we will not be like a church asleep. Lord, that you will be so blessed and so, oh, just honored to look down, Father, into our hearts and realize, the Lord, that you are forming us into a kingdom, a royal race of priests unto you. And Lord, that when you come, every eye is going to see you, even those who pierced you. Lord, the spirit realm is going to open up from heaven to hell. And those of us who are in the earth, Lord, are going to be caught up with you. And the revelation of the reality of a spiritual realm, Father, it's going to be over in a moment for those who believe. And I pray for a fresh anointing, Lord. Only you can grant a new spirit. Create a new spirit. Create a new spirit. Create a new spirit within the hearts of my brothers and sisters, Lord. Those who've deserted their first love. Those who had sharp swords coming out of their mouths, Lord, who've grown weary and dull. Those whose swords are no longer bathed and dipped in heaven. Those who are blunt. Lord, I pray for a sharpening, and I pray that you will grant them to eat of the life in paradise, Lord, the life, the resurrection life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray, Lord, that they will become loyally faithful. Loyally faithful. Loyally faithful in prayer. As they move into a place of overcoming, Father, of overcoming as never before, as they move into creative praying, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you'll give them hidden manna that they haven't known before, haven't seen before, things that their eyes haven't seen. Lord, you told me that even in my highest prayers, you were able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. Even in our highest prayers, we haven't even begun. We haven't even begun. So I'm asking you to take the lid off our prayer lives tonight, Father, in Houston. Take the lid off, Houston, and let your fire, Father, you are a consuming fire. Let the fire of your kingdom come down into our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. And I, oh, Sibondo, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that our hearts would be rendered and enlarged to take in the lost and to move into places of legislation in the Spirit, Father, and to be people of real prayer, that the church in Houston would be known to be a place of real prayer, Father. Persistent, shameless, insistent prayer. That the church in Houston would take its place in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. In de la mano. Let's just pray. Ki de la maca di edibus de bende. Si de la mana cadiende. Si de la maca diende. Si de la masse cadende. Isa manashtakende. Si de la manda candiende. Kindalamanda Kandiende, Sidalamakadiende, Sindalamanda. You've been weak. You've been weak, but God's gonna make you strong. Kindalamana Kadiende, Sindalamana Kadiende, Sidalamasha de Bedakendiende, Sindalama. You know that you haven't been as strong as you should be in the Spirit. You haven't been to the place in the Spirit that you know is yours. And God wants you to go there and stay there and live there and have a life there that you bring to others from that place. Because the enemy has weakened you and tired you. The enemy will get you to think about yourself and get you self-conscious when all the time God was calling you to be so focused on Him, to be so immersed in what He was doing that you forgot about yourself and you moved into the reality of your destiny in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. I thank you for the anointing to pray. Lord, we want our faith to please you. And Father, we want to move into anointing prayer, Father, anointing prayer. I pray for an anointing for my brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. I pray for a real move, Father, a real move that you, Father, who put nations in people's hearts, will put the nations in their heart in the name of Jesus in a greater way, in a far greater way. In a far greater way. Indela mosso kadanda libende. Sindela namakadiende. Sindela makadiende. Sindela namakadiende. Sindela manakadiende. Indela massa kandiende. Sindela mana mana. Inda. And whatever damage the devil has done with the music business in Houston, we call it nullified in Jesus' name. And we call the new sound. We call the new sound to come out of the church in Houston and to become music in the streets and to capture the society and the culture. We call forth new music and new sound into every hotel room, into the malls, Father, to wake up Houston in Jesus' name. Inda la masa que diende, sinda la rabaca diende, sinda la masa bodoshende, sinda la manaca diende, sinda la mandaca diende, inda la namasa. And we bring you our hearts, Lord. We bring you our hearts. We ask you to purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts. Hey, Father, purify our hearts. Our Father, give us revelation. Hey, Father, give us anointing and authority from the revelation of our prayer life. I pray for so much revelation to come when people begin to pray. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for dealing with us. You care about us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you just need to ask the Lord to forgive you where you know He's called you to pray and you've kind of grown faint and weary. Maybe you just want to take a few moments where you haven't kind of held fast. And just let the Lord bring you to those places. Maybe the distress was so pressing and the affliction was so severe that you turned away. It just got too hard to pray. It got too hard to rouse yourself and to stay awake and to be strengthened and invigorated. Maybe it all got too clever. Lord, I pray that you will give us the faith that takes us beyond our prayer life. In Jesus' name, Lord, take us beyond where we've been. I was in one city a month ago, and there was a prophetic word. The Lord said that He wasn't listening to the prayers from within the city because of the lack of purity and unity. But He was staying over the city because of the cries outside the city's gates from the lost. Prayer has to be pure. Has to be from the heart. what he's hearing right now. You know, the lost are praying right now. They pray prayers like, oh God, if there is a God, don't let my uncle come into my bedroom tonight and abuse me. The lost pray really differently. And we are called to pray and cover them. Lord, I pray that you just tender our hearts right now. Tender our hearts. Soften our hearts and tender them, Lord. Keep them hungry. Want to cry out to you in prayer. Father, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but you help us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us. We just want to rise up to greater places of victory, greater dimensions of faith. No matter where we've been before, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that the sluggishness and the sleepiness in our prayer lives will be banished, and that we will just grab a hold of the fire and the passion that's been buried in our hearts for prayer for the lost. And that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will help us, strengthen our hands, and equip us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I praise you and thank you. I praise you, Father. I praise you for that divine connection in prayer, Lord. Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for the Christian media, for the television and radio stations. I pray, Father, for a new freshness upon every one of them. I thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us to bring blessing to the media. I pray for new program ideas, Lord, that capture the attention of the world. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we've got something to shout about. We've got something to dance about. But we've got the reality of grabbing a hold of you, Father, and for you to show up, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just pray for some of you for a minute. Those of you that know that God's been talking to you and that you need a new anointing in your prayer life, could you just come quickly and let me pray for you? Because it may be that there's some other things that we just need to pray through before we finish. And just receive a new anointing for a new day. A new anointing. You've been crying out to God for a new anointing. You've been crying out to him. And I'm not talking about just a magic wand of the Holy Spirit touching your life. I'm talking about an anointing. It comes, it abides, and you move into the strength of the Lord, and you turn your back on last year and where you've been in prayer, and you move into this, and you begin to do this. Amen. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus for the power of your Spirit. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for the fire in her bones. God, raise the fire in her bones in Jesus' name. There's fire in our bones. There's fire in Houston. There's fire. There's fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh, fresh fire. Fire to pray out in the Spirit. Fresh fire for an anointing, to pray with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. To pray as never before in Jesus' name. The fire of your Spirit, the fire of your Spirit, Lord, the fire of your Spirit. I'm asking you to saturate her, saturate her, saturate her in fire. In Jesus' name, that she will receive in her heart a brand new refreshing, reviving spirit of intelligence. intercession that will just, come out of her. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. She won't be able to keep it in there in the name of Jesus. You won't be able to keep it in there in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for a new day. It's a new day. She came hungry tonight. She came expectant tonight. Lord, I thank you. She'll receive the prayers. That it's like there's a difference about prayer when you touch heaven and then you pray. There's a different place. Lord, I thank you. There's a different new place. There's a new place. A new place. I thank you that she receives that place that you planned for her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And it's refreshing. And it's refreshing. And I thank you that she will birth. She will birth things in. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the fire of your Spirit takes her mind to places she hasn't been to before. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name. In the name. The power of the name and authority. Authority that comes from heaven. Thank you, Lord, for it. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I'm asking you to change her prayer life and revamp it, Lord God. Ha 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 ha. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. That's what we need. Holy Ghost to retouch and refire and come into our hearts and fill our hearts and fill our minds and just get us and just zap us and just absolutely fill. She will connect with heaven. Father, I thank you. She will connect with heaven. She will connect with heaven. She will. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch her from heaven, Lord. Touch her from heaven. Touch her. Touch her heart. Touch her spirit. Touch her spirit. Touch her mind. Touch her. Touch her, Holy Ghost. Prayers. I tell you, when an intercessor starts praying and the fire of God, you just got to get it and get it. Sometimes I get up at 3 a.m. and I just sit there for an hour and I just wait to get so saturated in the fire because I know I need it. I know I need the fire. I need the fire, Lord. I thank you. Just fire. Lots of it. Just receive. Just receive. 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 Come to receive. Come over here. Come over here and I'll pray for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord. I ask you to anoint them. I ask you to anoint them. I ask for your anointing, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, for the fire of your Spirit to come into her mind, into her heart, into her life. In Jesus' name. I'm asking you, Lord, fresh fire. Fresh fire in the Holy Ghost, in his thoughts, in his words, in his prayers, Father, in his life, in his life, all over his life, Lord, your fire that brightens up everything. I pray in Jesus' name. When you're on fire, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Sorry, I'm not pushing you. I just get passionate. Hinda la mama maseke. Oh God, fill him, 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 fill him. And let his heart touch your heart day by day. Psalm 5 says, in the morning I prepare a prayer. In the morning I prepare a prayer that it would touch God. You need to prepare prayers that would touch God. Touch him, touch him. You're not going to be the same after tonight. You're not going to be the same. You're not going to be the same because God's touching you in different ways. In different ways, he's touching you. Lord, I thank you for the amazing favor that's just beginning to pour out. Lord, I thank you. Increase, 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 increase her prayer life. Increase, Lord, the favor and the fire. Increase the favor and the fire. Favor and the fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. you're not a respecter of persons, Lord. God's got so many doors for you. Great doors of effectual service. Great doors of effectual service. I thank you, Lord. More of your spirit. More of your spirit as an impartation that came. And the Lord says, it's coming, it's coming, it's growing, it's growing. You've received it. Pray into it. Receive it every day. Every day, receive the impartation that came. An impartation. And those who've mentored you, those who've gone on, receive it. You receive. You receive. There's a humor and a joy coming into you in ministry. But there's a favor. There's favor. I see great favor. Favor, 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 favor. Amazing favor. And you say, why me? Because God chose. God chose. God chose. God chose. It's very special. It's a very special favor on you. It's a very special favor. It's very powerful. I thank you, Lord. And you have nations. You have nations in your heart, don't you? You have missions of nations in your heart. God, increase it. Increase it. Increase your anointing in prayer. Lord, increase revelation, Father. Oh, that we would sit at her feet and learn from her. Many will say, many will say. Many will come and think that they have a word. But the Lord's saying, they should sit at your feet. They should sit at your feet and learn from you. And he's going to give you times, you know. As you guys begin to pray, as you guys begin to minister, the Lord's going to give you far greater revelation. I speak healing and life and new life, new life, new life. In the name of Jesus. In the name. There it is, there it is, there it is. In the name, 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 in the name. A brand new beginning in the name. In the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak a new, new beginning. In your prayers, in your prayers, I speak a new beginning that you'll be able to rest in the power of God. You'll be able to understand the power of God in your life. That you'll walk in so much healing and so much strength. Is that your son? Yeah, that you'll walk in. Can you reach your hand out to him? Just reach your hands out. In Jesus' name, Lord, that they'll walk in a new spirit together as mother and son. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Lord, that he will soak up your words in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for my brother. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that your spirit will come and rest upon him, rest upon him, rest upon him, rest and rest and rest upon his prayers, and his prayers will never be dry again. They'll never be dry again. They'll never be dry again. We're not, no. No more dry praying. No more dry praying. Lord, I pray for the pastor in Jesus' name. I pray for the fresh anointing of joy that's on him, Lord, the freshness that he brings. Lord, I pray for the favor and for doors to open for him, that his voice and his heart and his songs will be heard in the city because they're being heard in the Spirit. I thank you, Father, for what he's doing in the Spirit. I just thank you. Bring his builders. Bring his builders. Bring his builders. Bring builders to him. And we ask you to bless him tonight for opening the church up in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, he didn't miss anything. He didn't miss anything. Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, that you have such a plan. His prayers. Ha ha. There it is. And he just gets it and gets it and gets it and gets it and gets such a my brother will walk in the anointing of the mind of Christ in his praying, that he will not be afraid to speak authoritatively out in the realm of the Spirit in Jesus' name, and to legislate day by day that which is unlawful in heaven that he sees unlawful in the earth, Father, and begin to bind and loose your kingdom here in Houston, and ask for favor, Father. And where he's had brokenness of heart and disappointment, Lord, I thank you his prayers will turn around not only his life but many, many other lives in Jesus' name. Though your own heart's been broken, the Lord's turning around, and you will be strong in the Spirit. You will come into a place where the revelation of the Word of God, as a covenant man, you will begin to call, I'm a covenant man, I'm a man full of the Word of God, and you'll begin to call forth the blessings. You will. You have yet called forth the blessings, but you will. Amen. Now we could actually have a prayer meeting.
We heard from a general tonight, we know. You know, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations, and sometimes it takes a leaf from another nation to come and bring us healing. And there are nations that are waiting for us to go with this, what seems like our neighborhood leaf that's nothing to us. We pass by it going in the house and out of, and yet we take it there, and that's the leaf that will bring the healing to that nation. Ron Chamberlain is here, and he has something. I've also asked Mitch Perez, Jane Rendon. Let's stay in the atmosphere for a moment. Pastor Ron, maybe you could continue to play, that this general broke through for us. And I want to ask Ron to come. And then Mary Jean Pigeon is going to take the offering. She's a native Houstonian. She's a pastor and a gatekeeper. And we're going to give some of the wealth of our nation to Prayer for the Nations. If you're making out a check, it's going to be made out to Prayer for the Nations. And Mary Jean Pigeon from West Houston Christian Center is going to direct us that way. But first, let's hear from Ron Chamberlain, Mitch Perez, Jane Rendon. If you're led, we want you to move in the opening this general of intercession and prayer has made for us tonight.
I hear the Holy Ghost saying, wind, fires, and rain, it's falling once again. Rivers flowing, winds are blowing, fires are burning deep within the soul. For the Lord is bringing you back to the place where you first began, the place of hunger, the place of thirsting, the place of yearning, where you could not get enough of my face, nor could I get enough of yours. Where you could not yield to any other voice but mine. And yea, I am bringing you back, saith the Lord, to that place again. For many of you have attempted to go in your own strength and in your own ability, and you've come up short, and you've wondered, why, Lord, has this not happened as you have spoken in your word? For you have sought to do in your flesh what I have purposed for you to do by my Spirit. For what I have called and anointed you to do, you cannot reach that place nor that plateau in the natural. But you must rise up in your spirit, killing, mortifying every work of the flesh, that you may truly soar with my Spirit into the heavenly realm and into the place of plenty, into the place of increase, where I will release increase upon your life in anointing, where I will release increase of wisdom, where I will release increase of finances and increase of partners. But you must climb to that place in the Spirit by faith and by obedience to my word. And as you continue to move there and as you continue to live there, when you go to the places and when you go to the nations that I have ordained and established for you to go, you will not go empty-handed, but you will go with the mighty power demonstrative power of the Holy Ghost. And when your words are released, they will not be as though they fall on deaf ears, but they will fall upon hungry hearts and thirsty hearts, and resurrection life will take place, saith the Lord. Therefore, turn loose of everything that has hindered you and everything that has weighed you down and held you back. And remember, you must die to self before there can be a resurrection of my life, of my spirit, of my power, of my purpose, and of my plan. There must be a death to yours. So again I say, rivers are flowing, winds are blowing. Get in and don't quit, but continue to move towards the heart of your Father who loves you. For He has released His heart within you tonight, and He has released His words of wisdom within you tonight. Pray, seek, ask, knock, and it shall be given unto you, saith the Lord.
I saw in the spirit a throne, and he that sat on the throne was brighter than the sun at the most powerful. And from that throne, it was as if the gates on the dams were open, and the waters gushed out, and it started to flow. And it was like a river. And I saw people standing on the banks on either side. And I saw them jump in. But they didn't go under. But I saw that river took them. Wherever that river flowed, they went. And I said, Lord, what is this? And He said, it's my spirit that guides you and takes you where I want you to go. But know this, saith the Lord, that you must abide in me. But there's people that have jumped into my river and have jumped back out because they've decided to do their own thing, to do things their way. I say unto you this, saith the Lord. As I've said in my word, if I warn the wicked man to change his ways, but he doesn't, and he dies, his blood I will require at his hands. But if I tell you to warn the wicked man, and you don't, his blood I will require at your hands. So go forth, pray in the Spirit, do battle in the Spirit, but know this, when you move in my Spirit, you're releasing my power, and that power is the power that sets the captive free. So abide in my word, abide in my Spirit. And you will do my will.
Amen. Well, now is our opportunity to worship the Lord in another way. And I don't like to say that we take offerings. We worship God with our offerings. Amen. Not too long ago, He spoke into my heart just driving to work one morning. He said, when you trust me, you participate in who I am. And I heard Him say that again tonight. When you trust me, you participate in who I am. And you know, we've heard words tonight, and words are anointed, and words are powerful, and words are creative. And we've been touched tonight through the laying on of hands. But now, our receiving of that, this is when we participate. And our receiving and responding to the Lord through our offering and worshiping Him now with our natural gift that we have to give, for the spiritual gift that we've received. Amen. And as we sow seed into this ministry, we are sowing seed into the anointing that we've just asked for. We've just asked the Lord for that. We wanted that touch. And he said, when you trust me, you participate in who I am. Well, if we trust in this ministry enough to let them speak to us and then lay hands on us, now we want to show that we do trust this ministry and we want to participate in this ministry. We want to answer back. We want to respond to God with what we have to give. Amen. So I encourage you to ask the Holy Ghost. Don't just do what you always do. Whenever you go to a meeting, you give this much money. You know that's your little offering. In fact, I'm just going to have to double mine as I was talking to the Lord. I've got to rewrite another check. Well, you know, it's, so I'm telling you this, pardon me? Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm telling you, this is a time to participate in who he is and what he sent tonight. The gifting that's been given tonight, we can participate in that by how we respond. So just listen to the Holy Ghost. Don't just listen to the Holy Ghost and obey him, and that will be what you need to do. But I was thinking the other day about how Jesus, when he went in to raise the dead, he took faith in with him, his three disciples, and he said, make room, when he walked in there to raise up that little girl. Make room. And I think when we give, we make room. So as we give tonight, we're making room to receive more of what we've heard. We're making room to receive this anointing. As we give out, we make room. Is that not right? So it's an opportunity to do that. And like I said, when I sit back down, I'm going to write another check. So God is good. Amen. Not even all the time, just good. So we cannot outgive the Lord. So when we pray over this, now I don't want you to just give because it's what we do in church. I want you to, it's money with a mission. We're sowing into nations. We're sowing into the kingdom of God. And we're sowing into our harvest. So I want you to purpose to receive your return on this money so you can give some more. Don't just give out unless it's by faith and receive back the return. Amen. Make the checks out to Prayer for the Nations. And we're going to even pick it up in a Neiman Marcus bag. First class. This is a Neiman Marcus return you're going to get. Well, Lord, we'll just receive that Neiman Marcus return. We'll just believe for a Neiman Marcus return. You could buy something at Neiman's with the return you're going to get. Maybe. Thank you, Lord. Isn't it fun to give into ministries and into the kingdom of God? I would not want a ministry to pass by that I had participated in and not want to participate back. Amen. And this is my participation in yours too. Well, let's just lift it up to the Lord and worship him with it. I want you to look him square in the eye. You just hold him, hand your check into him, because that's who it's going to. And give him your check with an honest heart and with faith in your heart. Father, we thank you that we have something to give tonight. You've been so good to us, Lord, and we're so blessed. And we thank you that we have something to participate. And Lord, we thank you that we can hear from the Holy Ghost and we can obey you, that you're going to multiply and send it back to us. And we thank you for that, that you meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity. We just pray your blessings upon Julie and Rod and on Prayer for the Nations and all that they do. We thank you for multiplying their finances, Lord, so they can do the work that you've called them to do. We just ask for you to bless them. We ask your blessings upon Julie and Rod and Prayer for the Nations and their ministries, Lord, their prayer school, their finances, every aspect of their ministry. Bless them. And Lord, we call in those new relationships that you have for them, the divine connections to take them onward. They're believing to go onward. They need new relationships. And we just ask you to bless them with those new relationships. In Jesus' name, Father, we're grateful for this opportunity. I just call these checks blessed. We ask for your blessings, and we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for multiplying this seed in Jesus' name.
Something. Usually I'm like this, let me. And this time I thought I was going to get away without saying anything, but I was feeling so, as Julie was preaching, that, you know, there are more presidents to come from Texas, and they're sitting right out here. There are more presidents from Texas. And, you know, even before Julie began to speak about that new authority we were receiving, and I just feel that that is so key, and that's why you're here tonight. And I was asking the Lord about, I wasn't asking, but the Lord spoke to me about what I should wear. And he told me to wear red, and I didn't have an all red outfit. And I said, you know, why? And the scriptures that has been coming to me since I saw my pastor, you know, standing Thursday evening is, who is this? Who is this? There was such an anointing of wisdom and revelation on Pastor Joel as he spoke to us. I kept saying, who is this? Who is this man? Who is this coming up from Edom in the glowing colors, in the crimson colors of Borza? Who is this? And I looked at the scripture and I thought, well, I can't quite say that when I read through the chapter of Isaiah 63, because the crimson is the blood of the enemies. You must complete the kill. And this is difficult for us, you know? I mean, part of the reason things took so long in Florida is the same reason that, you know, the victory is sweet, but you must eat. You must eat of and off the head of the enemy. You know, when Joseph had to interpret those dreams, he didn't back off the second dream and say, well, you know, yes, I do have that gift sometimes and it does work, but right now I don't really feel the anointing, you know? Because he didn't want to tell him, you're dead in 3 days, dude. You're out of here. Your head's coming off. You know, the birds are eating off your head. And you're wearing those crimson glowing colors with the blood of your enemies, the resistance, the opposition to righteousness in America. And we're wearing that flag. We're wearing that glorious thing. And the enemy would give us a mutilated victory, but it's a glorious victory. And he wants us to wear that. He wants us to wear that in the full. So they're presidents. This is a presidential meeting. Julie Anderson has come from London to serve you your inauguration dinner. And those of you who could eat, you've eaten of the finest fare. High on the hog, the highest. And we want to thank Pastor Rod. And we know that this all falls back on him and on his church. And this is the lift. This is the lift for that church. I'm very stunned to have Pastor Mary Jean Pigeon. You know, we have a major figure from the city, a native Houstonian, here in our presence. And this is very important for that bridge. It's very important for that bridge. You know, we're reaching out to nations, and we want our pillars to reach. Because we have high pillars in these cities, and we want them to reach over and reach into. So I'm grateful to Pastor Rod, and I'm so glad that you came. And I just want to thank you. I don't know if you have anything you'd like to... glory. Will you give us one more glory song, like one of those wild praise songs you did in the beginning? As we leave, yeah. Good night. Thank you.
When we were there praying, Lee, I kept seeing you standing there, and the Lord just said to just come and cover you up. Just come on up here. You got your bed. Turn around.
Okay.
Oh, just cover you up.
It smells good, too. It smells so nice.
But the Lord says that you need to know more and more and more, Lee. That your prayer will always be never to leave anything undone that God called you to do. But he's saying that to all of you tonight. Let that be your prayer, that you leave nothing undone that God called you to do, and that you do it with excellence. Let that be the cry of your heart. At the end of every time you pray, you seek the Lord, Lord, that I leave nothing undone that you called me to do. Because you know the things that he called you to do, nobody else can do. And you don't want to do it like we say sometimes in the Spanish culture, más o menos, more or less. We want to do it with excellence, right, Mitch? We want it to come forth like gold. We want it to hit the mark every time. When you give a word, you give a pure word. Let it be from the Spirit of God, and let it not be out of your emotions, your attitudes, your ideas. But let it be a pure, sure word that'll set men on their feet, that'll clean the hearts, that'll sharpen iron. That's what you want to do. So let that be your prayer every time, Lord, and let me leave nothing undone that you called me to do, and to do with excellence, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wrong side. She's always on my right side. Thank you, Lord. We've heard a lot about prayer tonight. We prayed, and the Lord just kept saying to me, my word says, ask me, and I'll give you the nations for an inheritance. So I thought it would be good if we just wind this up and ask for the nations. You're talking about the lost, and the nations is where the lost are, right? So, Father, we just come to you right now in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus, in obedience to your word, Lord. We ask of you that you give us the nations for an inheritance. Lord, we thank you that you've called each one of us to go out into the byways. You've called us to go into the neighborhoods. You've called us to go into our own nation. And you've called us to go to the ends of the earth. So, Lord, we just call ourselves obedient tonight, to go and seek out the lost. And we ask you right now, Lord, for a great inheritance for you. We know that when that scripture was first spoken, that it was said about our Lord Jesus. And we have the honor of bringing that inheritance to him. In his precious name, amen.
Sister Julie, the Lord just keeps speaking this in my spirit concerning what's going on with you in the music industry and where he's moving you and where he's taking to you, where he's taking you to. He said that you don't quite yet understand everything that he's doing, nor do you know how you are going to do it. But he wants you to rest in his love and know that he's already put it in motion and he's already positioning three key people. And within the next 30 days, you are going to hear and see the completion and the totalness of this plan of what God is going to do through the music industry in the nation and in the nations of the world. God is going to unfold it to you. There's a supernatural revelation being released upon you and a supernatural hearing from God. And you're going to see and you're going to hear the total plan of what God is doing. And within the next 30 days, you're going to meet three key people that will be in that industry. So be prepared and know that the Lord has already positioned you and positioned them, and he will bring you and put you in the right place. So rest in his love and know that it comes quickly. Amen.
Y'all be blessed and hug a lot of people as you go. Hug everybody before you go. Is that all right? Hug a lot of people. Love them and let them know you love them. Go on, Chris. You might have to adjust it.
Your day.
river.
I want to use that. I got to call my mother.